the mystical vision.
Into the room, they old as hell. That's some of the girls I used to love, but they don't wish me well. It's in your face, and when you shake my hand, you often stare. Like, is it real or just a figment? My life contingent. Some just hate the way I'm living. They broke, I get it. I guess it's all fun, but who I'm kidding? They say they love me, but it's more religion. Yeah. Been 5 years, ain't gave me a call. Was a man enough to face me? Couldn't tell me your thoughts. It's all love, or do I love out of fit? And when it's all said and done, is anybody still here? Still here, yeah. Call me an answer, some call me a cancer. Matter what I got, it ain't mad that I got standards. For those sticking on, I hope that y'all got campers. Plenty of fresh food, clothes, and dirty hampers. I'm just talking though. I light it up and then I walk and go. Mine's yours, and that's the hockey goal. And if we on thin nice, just what we rockin' for. I'm just talking though. I light it up and then I walk and go. Mine's yours, and that's the hockey goal. And if we on thin nice, just what we rockin' for. Welcome to the show, everybody wanna know. Feel like LeBron the way the kid cracked the code. This is what it feel like, we banging on the floor. Going for another ring, got something years old. Gave my heart on my soul, put a lot on the stroke. Yeah. A few kids later, gotta ask for birth control. Still, I don't know where I would be without this game. I swear this music that helped me call my own name. Yeah, the North Side, stories that we live by.
shoot hoops so we just get high. We really only posting photos just to get the light. My heart's still cold from some girls I used to like. It's like a drug when you're looking for love. Lie stories from the girls only looking for fun. Wrong impressions from the boys that be holding them guns just to get the kind of love down that comes when you're young. And I'm just talking though, I light it up and then I walk and go. Mine's yours and that's the hockey goal. And if we on thin nights, just what we rockin' for. I'm just talking though, I light it up and then I walk and go. Mine's yours and that's the hockey goal. And if we on thin nights, just what we rockin' for.
Syndicate, I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hall Body Dreams. It's live in the building right now. We reporting from Victoria Law now, a.k.a. Van City. Hey, yo, man, it's the hottest hip-hop radio program in the country, man. Hey, look, man, if you an artist and you from the sticky or you from across the nation, wherever, man, don't matter, man. Submit your music to oneorderentertainment@gmail.com. Yo, man, it's the Boom Bap Syndicate. Right now, we got the young boys in the building, the True and Living MCs. Got one, man. Make some noise, people. Let's go.
Hey. What it do? What it do? Honor and a pleasure, sir. Honor and a pleasure.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Let's talk about that joint we just played, man. Talk about that, bro. Like, yo, yeah. King, man. Well, how that shit make you feel, bro?
That, say the least, it make me feel like I'm gonna get back everything I lost, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Yeah.
And more, man. And more.
And more, man.
That's what the song's about, man. It's like, I love that song, man. That song is real.
So what is y'all favorite song on the album? Or if there is any.
I don't know, they like children, you know? You love them all. You're gonna love them all. I would say honestly, I think change. Like I think it's probably Changes for me. How about you, Lee?
Shit, man. Honestly, might be a hot take. I don't even know if you know this. My favorite, but I fuck with Hand Over Fist Heavy.
Oh,
Hand
Over Fist fault. Fire.
My fault. Yeah, Hand Over Fist. Nah. I gotta switch
Hand
that.
Over Fist.
Changes is a close second, but Hand Over Fist is like, Hand Over Fist is dope, man. It's another one of them ones where I'm like, from day one, that's the song we were trying to make. Like that's the. I love that song, man.
Honestly, bro, like, you know, I didn't want to play all the songs, you know what I'm saying? Because I got, you know, the fans that, yo, look, y'all heard it first on One Order, you know, the Boom Bap Syndicate. So it's like, y'all got to check out the rest of the album. And I do That's got one more track before we go, because I had to play four.
Yeah, for the culture, baby. You know what I'm talking about, God. You know what I'm talking about. So it's like, yeah, man, you know, like I'm supposed to.
Yo, when I performed that at the Lana Lewis.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this song is fucking crazy. Holy, you know what I'm saying? Trust me, man. If y'all know me, I don't fucking like nobody. Straight up, right? I don't like nobody, man. Like, I'm not a hater. I just don't have time for the bullshit.
Nah, I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't support it. The only reason why I got Spotify is so I could find new artists. Yeah, I don't
fair,
even
bro.
Fuck with Spotify.
That's fair, man.
You know what I mean? Because they ain't paying niggas.
Nah, bro. Not nothing, man.
Bro, you know what I mean? You ain't getting paid off that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, the merch. Gotta get the merch. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get the merch. And you gotta get your own website, and you gotta sell your music off your website, bro. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Not even Bandcamp. Bandcamp's cool, but y'all gotta have your own website. You know what I'm saying?
Facts,
straight up, bro. And sell your music, and people will buy it. Like you said, if you're gonna listen to a 5-minute song, you're gonna buy the fucking record.
That's 100%. True. That's right.
Straight up. So you might as well sell it.
like back in the day when you went to HMV or whatever, you know, I don't know if you guys remember HMV, but
I do.
Yeah, man, like, you
putting
know,
the headphones on, picking the songs you want to listen to.
Straight up, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm talking about. You got to bring that, but, you know, on a digital aspect, right?
100%.
You know, it's like, yeah, man, come pay $20. You know, LaRussell blew up, bro, off of Even, okay? And Even, he basically made a pay as you want. Right, he had like 10 people pay $1,000 for his album.
Damn, bro.
$1,000.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a come up.
My G. Like, you know what I mean? Like, $1,000. Like, so they say he made about 150 grand off of one album based off of using that platform.
And that goes a long way, especially in the beginning, man. Like, shoot.
Straight up, bro. No label, like, no label, nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, bro.
That's the blueprint, for real.
It is the blueprint. You know what I mean? It is the blueprint. There's many ways to get it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, 100%. Oh, did he? I thought he retired, man. Oh, yeah. Clown. I'm off my rocker, bro.
You ain't rocking with Cole, man.
I'm off my rocker. Don't worry about it.
No. Oh, man.
I ain't listened to it yet.
Don't sleep.
Oh, man. I'm telling you right now, man. I can speak for both of us. Like, that's the go. That's my go.
Okay, because that was going to be my next question. That's like, my who's go. Who's your, you know what I mean?
Bro, that's my goat, man.
Yeah.
Like, my girl, she got into the queue for the tour.
Yeah.
Coming to Van.
Okay.
And as soon as we got in that bitch, I was like, we buying 4 tickets. We buying the max tickets I can buy.
Yeah.
I'm taking my closest homies.
Yeah.
We going on a pilgrimage. Like truthfully, man. And
all right, man,
I think, like, for me, between Cole and Drake when I was a kid, like, seeing some you know, biracial brothers, like, really get after it.
Like, is Cole biracial?
Yeah, he is. His mom's is white.
Okay.
His father's black.
Okay.
And so, like, that's an automatic for me. Like, when I'm a kid, that was like an automatic draw. You know what I mean?
And sure.
I like same thing with Drake, man. People say what they want about Drake, but, like, that early Drake shit, man, that's really what made me want to rap. What made me think I could rap. Somebody from Canada, pops from the States, you know, all that. Like, I remember that Sprite commercial that he had, man. Fucking my pops called me downstairs from my room. He's like, yo, get down here real quick.
Yeah.
And he pointed at the TV and he's like, that's gonna be the biggest artist in the world one day.
Straight up.
And, you know, and he was like, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
And his pops is black too.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I remember that. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
But, like, Cole's the GOAT, though. Like,
I take Cole. I take Cole over Drizzy.
Oh, all day. But, like, I'm saying, though, like those two, man, if I could only listen to two rappers for the rest of my life, it'd probably be those two.
Cole and Drizzy?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Damn.
Unequivocally.
Really?
Yeah. They got a song for every mood.
Yo, man, get off the radio, man. Yo, get out of here, man.
The switch up is crazy.
I told you I'm off my rocker, man. I'm like Uncle Ruckus from the Bulldogs, nigga. That's it.
No.
That's it.
I can't believe he said Drizzy.
The interview's over now.
No, it's not over. But I would have thought, like, somebody from, like, the old school.
Oh, well, yeah, I feel like you got to separate the eras, though. Like, I feel like we do this with sports, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay.
Everybody's always comparing and stuff. Like, it's not the same. It's not an even playing field.
No,
Those old cats, they paved the lane for these people to exist and like me to exist.
True indeed.
But, like, you know, I definitely think, in my personal opinion, the reason I say Cole is the GOAT is because I think he could go in any era and rap and rise to the top. I really believe that.
Really?
I do. I do believe that, man. And like, you know, as far as Drizzy, man, like, everybody can say what they will about that man, but, like, for me, growing up, it was important to see that.
There was some importance
to what he did.
No doubt.
And he crossed lanes with rap. He did. No matter what nobody says about him. And, you know, Kendrick, too. He's unbelievable. But, like,
I thought you would have said Kendrick before Drizzy, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I think a couple years ago I would, but honestly, like, well before, like, the beef or whatever, like, I think two albums ago, Leek and I were not rocking with that Kendrick album. Which one was it, bro?
What was it?
No, we stayed up to catch the Mr. Morales album.
Oh
yeah.
And
you was disappointed,
bro.
Yeah, he lost us.
We listened to it front to back
twice. I love Kendrick. Like, man, I can't lie. After that, it lost me because I just feel like there's points with Drake too that he's lost me. The only dude from that I listened to from way back is Cole. He never lost me. I feel like he's been a steady force, you know. Yeah. But that's my goat, man.
Yeah,
I stand on that. Cole the goat.
Without the era.
Yeah. That's the GOAT, man. Without the eras, Cole the GOAT.
Sheesh.
You better listen to the album.
Without the eras, it's like I'm talking including everyone.
Including everyone, Cole's still the GOAT. 100%.
Cole's still the GOAT, including everybody?
Yes, sir. I stand on it.
Yo, he said he's standing on the square with that.
I got to say, let me throw OG a bone, okay? Let me throw OG a bone.
Hold on, man. Let's hear what you got, Malik.
Hey, yo, Cole my one, but tied at one. I got to give it to Nasir, man.
There you go.
That's fair.
I gotta say, there you go. Now we changing his tone.
Yeah, he gonna like that
go.
One.
Man, Uncle Ruckus. I'm Uncle Ruckus. Yo, man.
Nah, man, it ain't even no disrespect to the old, cats. It ain't.
I'm just busting balls.
Nah, it ain't
man.
Even.
I'm busting balls.
It ain't even no disrespect, you know. I tried to tell him my pops. My pops had the same reaction. He's like, I don't know if I can say that.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's disrespectful.
You know.
I mean, like, you know, I would have took Tory over him.
Tory over who? Drizzy.
Nah.
I would have took Tory over Drizzy.
I respect it, but Tory don't exist without Drizzy.
No.
I'm glad y'all are here, man. it's just hard body and I.
Yeah. Tory doesn't exist without Drizzy?
Nah, man, not at all. Absolutely not. How?
What?
He wouldn't have the lane he had to blow up, though. He would not have. There's no way, man.
No, I'm just kind of confused because, you know, Tory created his own lane. No, Drizzy wasn't even fucking with him for the longest time.
I agree with that, but the spotlight was on T.O., though, at that point, because of Drizzy.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's something.
We can't deny that.
Yeah, that's undeniable. He put the spotlight on Canada.
But You're forgetting niggas like Cardinal Official
and Socrates
and Choclair.
Yeah.
And yo,
yeah.
Toronto was put on by Maestro Fresh West and Nishi Me, the OGs, you know.
Citizen Kane and all that for so. No, I respect that. Yo, 100%.
I'm not gonna. I can't battle with him. I can't battle Lavelle. He knows.
Listen, man. I'm a student of hip hop.
Yeah,
so is Malik.
Straight up.
But like, listen, man. Like, it ain't no disrespect. But anyway, I don't even know how we got on this.
I must defend
Cole and Drizzy to the end.
This is dope, man. This is like some hot 97 shit, man. Only live at the Boom Bap Syndicate, boy. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, Drizzy, man. We know you did your thing, bro. I'm not a hater, bro. You know what I mean? I just, you know, no, man, I'm not a hater, bro. Like, yo, just you did your thing, man. Straight up, you did your thing, bro. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, you know, that not like us bodied his ass, but I mean, you know, I did. Yo, how you gonna look, bro? Respectfully, hip hop, right? Hip hop, look, man. I know what you're talking about because I used to listen to a lot of Drake.
Yeah.
Nothing was the same.
Yeah, that's Drake. The Drake I'm talking about.
I'm talking about
Drake up
Marvin's
until
Room. Fuck yeah. Drake. You know, all of that previous, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I'm talking about Drake up until Views as far as like what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
if he had stopped after Views, I'm cool. Or what's the one after Views? Right up until Scorpion. He could have more life, man. Like after about More Life, Scorpion, then you can kind of you don't have to listen after that. He, you know, he gone down a different path. But before that, bro, he never missed.
For sure.
He was shooting
he was
1,000%
NBA Jam on fire, 100%
for like 10 years.
like
a decade, bro.
He's heating up. Yeah, man. You know what? But I still, man. Yo, Drizzy, bro, how you gonna sue Kendrick for defamation?
That's whack. 100% is whack.
That doesn't exist in it. Yo, bro, I'm telling you, man. That song, even like, what was that song? Oh, yeah, man. Like, the one song I do like with Drake and Cole,
is Evil Ways.
That's a great song.
But this is the thing. It took 10 writers, bro, to write that song.
I don't mind that though. I have no problem with that.
That's fair.
Like I don't have a problem with that because I feel like hip hop is evolving, and I think that like
people used to do it back in the day too.
100%. And that's one thing I was about to say.
Yeah. Sorry to I just told this motherfucker to take my mic.
He grabbed it back. I just gotta say this, man.
He's getting warmed up though.
These old cats, I respect them. I respect all the old cats, but they act
like they never did. They never wanted to be super famous. And when they see Drake put the Superman cape on, they got mad a little bit.
Who got mad?
All of them, man. You ever heard Mos Def talking about Drake?
Well, whatever. Mos Def is like
he's a hater, bro.
Mos Def is whatever.
He's a hater, bro.
Whatever. Mos Def, man. I mean,
Mos Def pretty dope, though. You know that all that Black Star shit.
That's just cold.
Mos Def is dope, right? But like, you can't say nothing about when Ghostface says something.
No, I mean, I respect Wu. I mean,
you know what I mean. Like, Ghost is like, yo, man, you a backseat nigga. You know what I mean? He wanted to do a Wu-Tang forever. Method Man was like, nah, I like you. But he's like, nah. You know what I mean?
But that's cool, though.
There was a bit of appropriation going on.
Yeah, I guess so. But you got to understand, though, like Wu-Tang forever, that song is like, I feel like it's an homage, though. Like,
what's the homage mean?
Like he's paying homage to them. Like he's paying them respect by naming that song Wu-Tang Forever. He keeping that name in the zeitgeist of like people that wouldn't actually listen to Wu-Tang, but they'll listen to Drake. Does that make sense?
I look, and that might have been his intention.
Yeah.
However, when Method was talking about how like how Drake was really trying to control the situation and it didn't really actually represent the Wu.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because he wanted the Wu on it.
No, I know that, yeah.
Right? Like,
and that's not a Wu-Tang record.
Bro,
if that
was the song that he wanted them on,
that ain't it.
But Drake but Drake and Wu-Tang ain't really gonna collab though. But
if you think about the sounds, they don't mesh. It's not it ain't really the same. And I think that it's part of the beauty of hip hop, man, because you know, two different things can be hip hop and they can sound completely different. Like, and it is hip hop. And I think that's something that, like, for the longest time, and I was like, I refused to listen to anything other than anything that was made after like 2013. I didn't listen to,
really?
Honestly, for a long time.
Okay.
I was a hater on like the new rap and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, but you know, I don't know. I think it's kind of like part of the beauty of how far rap has come, man. Yeah. And like, I feel like sometimes you gotta let that go. Like that thought of what hip hop is, it still exists that way. Mm-hmm. It still is that way. I mean, Leek and I are like representation of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also cool that hip hop has been allowed to grow and morph into something different. Mm-hmm. And that's cool too. You know, like I think they can both exist. It's like having like rock and roll and pop rock and roll. Sometimes you wouldn't think of like a certain like rock song as like a rock song. Like I listen to some Hall & Oates. Mm-hmm. They're rock, mm-hmm. but some of their shit sounds like it's like a funk song from like the 70s or the 80s. Like mm-hmm. whereas they're making but that's rock though.
Yep.
And I feel like in no other genre but hip hop does like we hate on anybody stepping outside the box, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure, bro. For sure, man.
A major scrutiny, and that's going back to like the Drake thing, right? Like that's the topic. Like, yeah, like it's just it's foreign, you know. It's something new, you know. It's just, hey man, hey, I'm telling you. Hey, look, you back.
Stand on
give
that.
Me that. Look, I'm standing 10 on that.
Yo, man.
And you know what? That's the thing. Like, I think we need to be more open about in this genre. Is just like more blending and just like you know, like, being. You know, feeding into the evolution, man, the revolution.
Yo, man.
As long as the black man's eating, the black man's winning.
Yo, man, you young niggas, man.
You got to get it where you fit in, man.
Yo, man, you young niggas, man. Yo, you know what? I get, look, man, yo, Cole's fired. I'm not. Cole is serious, man. Like, yo, straight up. That what's it called? Jimmy P's caddy with fucking
Benny? Johnny P's. Yeah.
Johnny P's caddy. Yeah. Yo, he bodies that. Crazy. He bodies that. Like, yo, I give him, you know. Yo, man, yeah, we love all y'all, man. And you know, before we get into the last tune, man, you know what I mean, we gonna wrap up the show, man. And it's just been such an incredible evening tonight, you know what I'm saying? And to be with y'all and really get to see and hear and feel y'all energy, y'all message, y'all story. And you know, so with this show, you know, so with One Order, 6 o'clock Blitz, which is every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. CJSF 90.1 FM. At the end of the show, we always do shout outs. I want to switch it up a little bit for this one. With artists, I want to do it like this. There's two things. A, what is the message for the people that you have? And B, what would you tell the younger version of yourself?
You go first.
Man, you know, it may sound cliche, but peace, love, and unity to the people, man. That's hip-hop in a nutshell right there.
That's right.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? And just like, yeah, man, having love for each other, man. You know, and uplifting each other. You know, seeing the vision through, even if it's not familiar to ourselves, you know? Because that's the thing, is we, as people, we hate on shit that we don't know. You know, and a message, as far as a message to my younger self, is just keep the head up and be proud of who I am. You know, and embrace who I am. And don't let nobody try to tear me down and fuck up that vision I have, man.
No doubt.
That's that right there, baby.
I love that.
That's right. I co-sign all that. I gotta say, my answer is try. That's what I want to say to the people. Try. Do what you want to do, because you're gonna die. Like, that's the one thing you are promised in this life, is it will come to an end. So try. Because it leads into what I would say to my younger self. I'd say the same damn thing. Try, little nigga. Like, be you. It's cool to be you. That the coolest thing you can do is be you.
Yes.
And you know what? If anybody doesn't rock with that, it's cool, man. It's all love. You probably don't love you. And that's cool. You gotta love you. And yeah, just keep it pushing, man. Keep it pushing.
I love that. I love that, man. That's the message for all of y'all, man. Peace, love, and unity.
That's it.
And you know, that's and try. You know what I'm saying? And that's just wise words from some young wise brothers. You know what I mean? Because it's like, that really is what it is, man. You know what I mean? Everything is possible. You know what I mean? Anything and everything is possible in this life. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would say to my younger self, is that, yo, anything and everything is possible. So do it. You know what I'm saying? What you got, King?
Message I got?
What message you got for the people?
For the people, man. I'm here to tell the people about Got One, man. Cause they're the real deal.
No doubt.
You know, representing the Northwest. What's up with the Northwest? To all you whack rappers, man. To everybody who does not have a message.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yo, it's cool. You can make music. Make the music.
Boom, boom, boom.
But when you're in the room with us.
What else?
You not getting the megaphone.
No doubt.
Because we don't need to turn your volume up.
Turn my headphones up.
Got One, man. We got Malik Lavelle in the building.
Boom, boom, boom.
Arano.
Boom, 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 boom.
Arano out now. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Stream it.
Let's go.
Come on, man. You guys know the deal.
You know the deal, man.
It's your co-host, King Wise. Peace to everybody. Love to everybody. And thank you for tuning in.
No doubt, man. This is your man. This is the captain, the C-A-P-T-A-I-N. And, you know, on this what? Knowledge Understanding Day. You know, today's Supreme Math is knowledge and understanding. What is knowledge? Knowledge is the foundation. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge is to know. You know what I'm saying? What is understanding? Understanding is to see things for what they truly are, not what they appear to be. You know what I'm saying? So when you know something, then you can see it for what it truly is. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up with all of the illusions. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in the mist and the smoke and the badass. You know what I mean? The flash. You know what I mean? But on the other side, like my nigga Scarface said, fuck the Escomas and fuck the Diaz brothers. We bury those cockroaches. This the Boom Bap Syndicate. Peace!
Hi, it's not.